Following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Marion Bailey of KMCD Radio in Fairfield and David Hout of the Sergeant Bluff Advocate. The first question will come from KMCD's Marion.
Hey there, Senator Grassley. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, and I hope you are too. I'm down here in southwest Iowa traveling. I'm talking to you on the phone. I hope we don't get cut off here in the car.
I know, huh? Definitely. So could you explain the new role for the Safe Prescription Drug Disposal, and when does that take effect?
I think it's into effect pretty soon. I can't give you an exact date, but the whole purpose of it is there's too many drugs that sit around people's medicine cabinets, and sometimes they're misused as a pharmaceutical drug, but they also serve as a depository for people that have the illegal use of drugs for purposes of high, et cetera. And this is an opportunity for them to be taken to a central location to be done away with and for it to be supported by the federal government so that they aren't used for the illicit purposes that they are.
Got it. Thank you.
How are you doing, Senator?
Very good. Same to you, I hope.
I'm doing good. Iowa is, they're one of the leaders in wind energy production. And a lot of the citizens here, they've been on the front lines to increase renewable energy. Do you think Iowa will continue their investment in the future to use, say, solar energy to help power power plants and other factories around the state?
If your question is, and if I'm wrong on it, will wind energy continue to be a powerful source of electricity? The answer is yes. It's producing about a little over 20% of the electricity in Iowa right now. It'll continue to be dominant. But one thing that has to be done by Congress to continue its importance is the continuation of the wind energy tax credit, which I first got passed in 1992, but it has to be renewed now that it sunset along with other tax provisions on December 31st last year. And it needs to be passed again, and I think it will be passed again when we get back into session for the lame duck session.
Sure. Senator Grassley, I was wondering about county roads. At a lot of the meetings that I attend, we talk about road maintenance, road repairs, and it's not enough money to take care of the roads. Is there anything being discussed on a federal level where the counties can get more money to repair roads?
Not specifically for counties. Okay. There will be a special program for bridges that might separate out bridges from other things that maybe would benefit counties to a greater extent. I can't quantify that for you. But right now, we're in the continuation of the last highway bill, which sunsetted about 2 years ago. It's being continued now till March 31st. So between now and March 31st, we have to pass a new highway bill that will have all of that in it. But you don't specifically set out money for county roads in that bill, because what it does is a formula where each state gets a certain amount of money based upon how the formula works for that state. So the money is going to go to the state of Iowa to make a determination with some restrictions in the federal law of what they can use it for. But within those restrictions, it's going to be up to the state of Iowa how the money's divided up between counties and cities.
Gotcha.
Maybe a better place to emphasize where counties can benefit from a legislative debate is within legislation within the Iowa legislature, because there's very definitely, as I remember when I was in the legislature, very definitely arguments about how much needs to go to city, state, and county roads. And that's where you're more apt to have a very vigorous discussion of that than in the Congress of the United States.
Thank you.
Yeah, Senator, there is a large population of young adults in Iowa graduating from high school and college. However, a lot of them have to leave Iowa to get jobs or to continue their education. Is there a way that we can get people to stay and want to stay in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, I believe there's a lot that can be done, but it's all connected with economic development. It's connected with more at the state and local get jobs and industry into Iowa than otherwise. I get involved in that, but pretty much on a national basis. When we pass national law, it probably doesn't have much more to do with Iowa than it would Illinois as far as economic activity is concerned and economic development. So it's pretty much state and local efforts to get industry in. Sometimes I'm called and said, can you talk to Corporation ABC? I'll use that as an example. You know, we'd like to have them come to Podunk Center someplace. And can you, could you tell them what's great about Iowa, you know, as a U.S. senator? I'm glad to do those things, but, you know, I don't get a chance to do that very often. We're probably the state economic development people get opportunities every day to do stuff like that, but I'm willing to help when I can. So I think it's pretty much local state. But there is one thing, because you mentioned people going to college and getting jobs in Iowa and being able to pay off their loans, there's one thing that we better start instilling in young people's minds, and it would be very important for the universities to play a bigger role in this, and that is setting up a college schedule so people can graduate in 4 years, and within whatever schedule you have for graduation, that before you go to college, you figure out what are the job opportunities after you get out of college, and so you major in things where there's a good chance of getting a good paying job, and keep college costs down. And then the other thing is to make sure that that people, if you want an occupation that only requires a community college, don't go to a four-year college and spend all that extra money that you aren't going to get a return on.
Sure. Thank you. Senator Grassley, I wanted to get your statement about the U.S. Senate Secretary of Service Director Julia Pearson's resignation. I saw that you issued a statement, and I, like I said, I just wanted to get your voice on that.
Sure, I'm glad to do it. Well, it just didn't work out the way she planned. She came to my office, and I was ranking member of the Judiciary Committee with some jurisdiction over the Secret Service, and I'd been raising canes about people in the Secret Service soliciting prostitutes when they were guarding the president down the country of Colombia. It was a real black eye. The White House not being properly guarded is a black eye. Is the president being protected? And I had high hopes for her, but presumably she didn't end up being the one for the job. So she's gone now. We've got an interim person in. And I don't know whether one person can make a difference or not, but the president better be very cautious about who he appoints to that position, because the safety of the first family, not just his first family, any first family is at stake. Mm-hmm. It's very important that we get the right people in there, and I'm just going to have to wait, but I am until I judge that person. But in the meantime, whoever takes that position over, there's got to be a change in the culture of the Secret Service.
Thank you, Marion and David, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.